Welcome to the Trauma and the Kings podcast that delves into the transformative power of consensual kink, navigating the lifestyle and turning personal trauma into avenues for growth. Join us for candid conversations as we explore the intricacies of kink, share experiences, and provide practical insights on navigating the lifestyle with consent, communication, and respect at its core. Let's journey together through the intersection of personal evolution, kink exploration, and the diverse world of consensual non-monogamy. All right, I can't help it. But what's up, everybody? I'm Devon.
And I'm Shay.
And we're the Rileys. We are here to welcome you to our brand new podcast called Trauma Into Kinks. And you're probably wondering why that name, Trauma Into Kinks. Well, great explanation for that. We'll get into that later. But here we are today. We are here finally with our first podcast episode, and we can't be more excited. Today, we're going to get to walk through, you know, a little bit of who we are, why are we here, what our goals are, what we're planning to do with this podcast. And you may be wondering at this point, what is our podcast about? Well, our podcast is about our lifestyle. And our lifestyle would happen to be the pineapple lifestyle. And if you wonder what the pineapple lifestyle is, that is, you know, what people like to call the naughty behaviors, you know, the naughty ones, the outliers, the freaks, the crazies, all of that fun stuff. In short, simple words, swinger lifestyle.
Swinger
lifestyle. But it's a lifestyle that's fun. It's a lifestyle that's worth living if it's something that you want to do and that you want to be involved in, because it does take a lot of communication, a lot of understanding, a lot of trying to
being open and judge free, and being able to see a different light to things, different side of things.
For sure, definitely.
Just went ran off.
Yeah, I'm having a brain fart over here, but that's okay. So this podcast, like I said, is this podcast that. That's okay. I can edit that out, so no worries. Fast. What? What? I was trying to hear my headphones, and I couldn't hear. There we go. Okay, now I can hear them. It's better. It's weird when you can't hear it, but. But okay, so this podcast is it's a lifestyle podcast about swingers made for swingers, new and vets. Our only aim, our only goal is to really just share our experiences,
share others' experiences.
They'll share their experiences because we plan to have friends on with us, so that'll be another nice addition to you know, getting to see our two cute faces. But outside of that, we do plan to bring some friends along. That way you're not only getting our perspective, not only our experiences, not only
our dynamic.
Yeah. And not only just our understanding of what the lifestyle is, but you'll get to see and hear other stories, some stories that you may be able to identify with, some stories that you may be able to relate to that are relatable for you, your situation, maybe you and your spouse, you, if you're a single, but just we hope to bring a lot of different a variety. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. We hope to bring a variety of, like I said, people, situations, stories, knowledge. Events, knowledge.
So many things.
There's a whole lot of things, and we're here to share all the things with you all, who are now our new inclusive family. So we like to call our inclusive family Vibes, you know, because it's an energy that you kind of can either mesh with or not.
It's all about the vibe.
It absolutely is. If you can catch that wave and ride it, when everyone's vibes and waves are the same, everything kind of flows in sync. But when it's on different wavelengths, it kind of crashes. It makes noise. It doesn't fit well. Mm-hmm. And we hope that everyone, well, I can't say everyone because, you know, not everyone will, you know, right, match up to the same kind of energy and vibes that you
Which
have.
Which is fine.
And it's perfectly fine because there's something out there for everyone.
There is.
And if you happen to mesh with our vibes, then come on, ride this wave with us. That's what it's for. That's what I at least, you know, experience and would think. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was, what, over 8 billion people in the world now? And mm-hmm. You can't tell me that any thought or feeling or emotion that you're having that someone else in the world is not having at the same time. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, energy can match the same energy. So, I mean, that's what we hope to find, and hope that you find this within our podcast. And I hope you find something interesting here. One of my favorite mottos is, you know, take what you want, leave what you don't. You know, that way, you know, hopefully some things you hear here can help you along your journey in the lifestyle. Whether, you know, you're trying to find it now or you're just finding it and have no clue what you're doing or how to do it or what to do. So, you know,
we're here to help
for sure. That's another reason why we're doing this. So we're here to, you know, let you know that everybody was new at one point. And
absolutely.
It can seem real.
It seemed like it was a long time ago.
Well, that too, because like we all know, lifestyle time is completely
lifestyle
different.
Lifestyle time is
God. It's fast. Completely different. You know, 1 second feels like an hour in, you know, we're saying lifestyle time versus real time. So, but like I was saying, with joining, being new, and if you don't know what you're looking for or what you're trying to find, it can be hard trying to, you know, trying to get there, you know.
Could be a lot. It could be overwhelming.
For sure.
And hopefully what we talk about and different things will help with that, help with being able to cope with everything that comes along with the lifestyle.
Oh, for sure. Because it's one thing coming in as a couple, but it's another coming in as a single, mm-hmm. for sure. I was at one point, we'll get into my story of, you know, when I came around the lifestyle, and then our story of when we found the lifestyle, or, you know, how we found it together. I forgot where I was going with that.
I don't know where you were going with that.
I don't know, but there's an app for that, so it'll fix it. So no worries. Yeah, okay. So what did we just been talking about?
So we're inclusive.
We are inclusive. The name of our group, of our lifestyle group. Hold on, first off, because
we didn't even say that.
I know. That's why I was like, wait a minute.
We need to write this.
We did write it down. It's script. We wrote we don't need a script.
We just keep going on.
That's okay. I can go through, like I said, cut and splice to where we needed to. But we were talking about being new, coming into the lifestyle, trying to find the lifestyle, and what that looks like. And I have another saying. Well, I have a lot of sayings that I call myself the plus one. Because once you join the lifestyle and understand that it's a mindset and it's much more than just playing. It's much more than just the hookups and the sexual relationship.
Yes, that's there, but
of course it's there, but it's much, much more.
We consider it a family. Weirdly, we consider it a family.
Yeah. I mean, in its own twisted kind of way. Yeah. It could be considered a family, and we definitely do. But it can be a, I forgot what I was talking about again. Yeah, I forgot.
It could be.
No. I was talking about that. The lifestyle could be. Obviously, lifestyle can be. You know, it's difficult to operate, navigate as a single. But my other saying was, I'm just the plus one in this situation. Mm-hmm. And like I try to tell any people or new people that we come across, especially couples, let them know that the women really run the lifestyle. I don't think people understand that. Women run the lifestyle. Because if women were not involved in the lifestyle, there would not be a lifestyle. Right. So therefore, I call myself the plus one. Because really, if we go out to do something, it's done and received much better as a couple versus mm-hmm. me showing up as a single. Trust me, I've tested the theory.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, people can know we're a couple, but if I'm by myself, I'm seen as a single. It's just how it is. So just anyone who is listening to this, just know that women run the lifestyle. Just don't forget that. That's all you really need to know.
I say we don't, but we do.
Right, and we'll act like that they don't, but knowing good and dang well, you all are literally, not to try to sound like I'm objectifying people, but you all have what most of them, or majority of the men, are there after. So, you know what I mean? So therefore, you all can really literally dictate what goes or what doesn't go. But that's another conversation for another day, because we ain't going to talk about that. Because once the women realize that they have that control and power, we're going to lose the world. We're
going to run the world.
Let's now let them in on who we are, because that's we have our own story, we have our own experiences, in which we're going to get to share a lot of those with not just you all, but together. There's going to be some things that I'm sure that she's never heard, or that I've never heard about each other, from each other. This is going to be one of those moments where we get to get really intimate with, you know, everyone who's listening. We get to be vulnerable a little bit. We get to open up about some things, hopefully. it's going to feel like some real Dr. Phil sessions sometimes, but hopefully not. But a lot of entertainment, a lot of entertaining you and showing you what the lifestyle is about, the positives and the good things moving forward. And though there are some rough spots in the lifestyle that, you know what I'm saying, we will talk about, but also how to navigate those, because it is its own set of problems. Everything has its own issues, has its own ups and its own downs. The lifestyle can be an amazing lifestyle to live, but
it could also be difficult.
It can be difficult. And the way that I've perceived to be the best way to do it is to, once you're in the lifestyle, is to have goals set, have like an idea of what you're wanting out of it. Because once you have an idea of what you're expecting from the lifestyle, or what you're hoping to get, you can then kind of have a path on where you want to go with it, what you want to do. Because really, at this point, with the lifestyle, it's almost limitless, because there are no, we're not really playing by the basic, you know, quote unquote rules, because we're really always constantly making our own lane,
right?
And what we do, what we get to do, what we can do, what we want to do. That's the best part. What we want to do. The lifestyle is not something that we have to do. It's something that we get to do. So therefore, a lot of us understand that, and that we don't take it for granted, and we enjoy it and really kind of relish in it. And any lifestyle or swinger that you come across, that, you know, when they talk about it, they have the biggest smile on their face, because, I mean, it's an amazing thing to get to do. And
it really is.
It's
things that you get to experience, and just
places
and places. Yeah. We've not gone to half the places that we see our friends go to, and there's a lot more for us to get to.
Oh, for sure. There's so many places I want to go to. I still want to travel out of the country. We have not got to travel out of the country yet. That's in the 3 years and all the stuff we have gotten to do.
We say that 3 years is not that long, but
We did a lot in 3 years.
The first year.
Oh my God. It was so much. It felt like it was like every weekend almost.
I'm pretty sure it was.
It almost was, but I know it wasn't, but it felt like
it wasn't yet, but it definitely felt
it. Really felt like it, because lifestyle time is just different. So, I mean, we may have done something once or twice a month, max, which just sounds like a lot, but it's not. And it just felt like it was, we were never apart from our friends, and we loved it, and it was great, because those friends become more than just lifestyle friends. Some of them translate over to real life, you know, because they have families, we have families. We get to build a special bond and trust, and our kids get to make new friends who are typically people from out of town or other places. And not only is that good for us, but it helps them grow as people too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, family is also important in all of this as well. So we really can't forget about that, but really learn how to, you know, kind of like that work play balance.
Right. Navigate it.
But it's, you know, life and lifestyle balance, really. So
you've got to move that. Yeah, I know.
You can't have stuff smacking it, because it's going to be a loud pop. So like we said, a little bit about us, kind of starting off, you know, for one, who we are. Let's start there.
Well,
for one, my name is Devon.
And I am Cheyenne.
Exactly.
Shay.
Shay, Cheyenne, whatever you want to call it. She doesn't call herself anything, so she doesn't know what her name is. But it's Shay. And we love her, so it's okay. She didn't have to call herself anything. But to start, I am 33 years old. I've shut up. I originally found the lifestyle coming out of high school, crazy enough. And when I got to college, I think it's 2 years into college, I had been, you know, it was college. So I had been to parties, you know, we had done all the hookup things and been to parties. And, you know, I was as one would say, I was soiling my royal oats freshman year of college. And I know my roommate hated me then because, yeah, I was acting like I didn't have no home training. And that wasn't okay or cool, but it's okay. I calmed down, you know, thank God for growth. And I just learned a new way to channel it. That was it. I knew it couldn't be bad what I was doing because how I was feeling, it shouldn't have been bad. Right. But, yeah.
A better way of doing it.
Yeah, for sure. More controlled environment and, you know, with better understanding of what I was doing instead of thinking only of myself and how to get my nut real quick and then leave it alone. I started, you know, with the lifestyle, you have to consider other people. Otherwise, you're not going to, you know, have a very successful run in the lifestyle with being a selfish type of person. So, I can say from freshman year to now was a lot of growth. But, like I said, going from college, I was actually crazy story. Actually, how I found the lifestyle. I don't know if I even told you this or not, but we're, like I said, in college. I'm with my roommate and some friends, and I'm like, somebody at the time was like, hey, we should go to Orange Leaf. I don't know if you remember Orange Leaf, the yogurt, frozen yogurt or not, but the Orange Leaf store, it was like, you know, one of the brand new stores still. So it's like right on campus, but like off a little bit. So we all jump in, I think my roommate's car, a little four-door Neon, Dodge Neon, a little, you know, a little putt-putt, but hey, we called him Uncle Pete. Uncle Pete got around. So we go to Orange Leaf frozen yogurt, and we're inside, and there's some people in there already sitting down, and they're eating their yogurt, and we kind of like make conversation with them because that's just...
Right.
It's just who we are. If you know us, then you know that we have no problem talking to people, making new friends. Clearly makes more sense being in a lifestyle. I make lots of friends. But these people were talking to us. We was having conversation back and forth. Well, I apparently hit it off with one of the ladies that was there. We became good friends. And which in turn, we actually became roommates. We became roommates like not long after that. I had taken a break from school. AKA means I got kicked out because I wasn't doing my work. But it's okay. I wound up with a job in the town that my college was in. I took a job there. And when I met my roommate at Orange Leaf, we became friends. Like I said, became roommates, found an apartment in town. So we got this apartment and we really connected because we were just kind of, you know, conversation. And then late night, one night conversation turned a little, went left real quick, you know, just how it does. And I think I asked the question, like I do a lot of people, have you ever had a threesome? And she responded, LOL. And I was like, well, that's not an answer. So what does it mean, LOL? Like, have you not? And so she was like, well, that depends what you consider a threesome. And I was like, well, usually three or more people. She was like, well, an ex-boyfriend of mine took me to a party. And he didn't say where we was going. I just knew we were going to his friend's house. There was going to be some other couples there. She was like, I didn't think nothing of it. You know, we had been drinking already. We was going to drink. We had stopped at the liquor store, got some drinks, and we took him over to our friend's house. So they get over to the house, and she said there's two or three other couples in the house. You know, they're sitting there thinking nothing. Nothing's crazy. Nothing's happening. It's just kind of chilling, hanging out. I think, you know, music's on. They're having some drinks, playing some games. Well, she was like, well, about 45 minutes of us being there, she said, I look over and one of the girls are taking their tops off. She was like, well, these aren't my friends. So, you know, it was a little weird, but, you know, whatever, do what you got to do. Well, she was like, well, then I look again and then they're fucking. She was like,
oh.
So she said, I looked over and the other couple had just started playing. So I looked at him and I was like, huh. She was like, but I wasn't against it. So she's like, I didn't have any problems with it. So she went along with it. And that was kind of her first introduction to something like that. Well, come to find out, the house that they went to, the guy actually ran a lifestyle group also. Hmm. And not far from where we actually lived at the time of us having that story and convo, there was a group. So about this time that I found out about these groups, now I'm super intrigued. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, oh, I've always wanted a threesome. I've always wanted to have a, you know, a two or three lady, you know, orgy type mm-hmm. thing going on. I mean, that was every teenage boy's dream and college dude, like to have multiple. What? So she tells me where she found, how to find these groups. So I'm looking on Yahoo Groups. Yahoo Groups was a thing at the time. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Facebook Groups now is or anything like that. So Yahoo Groups was the go-to. I'm on there searching for groups. I found some local groups in the area. And I still hadn't had my real first, you know, lifestyle experience yet. And so I find this group that was local. I hit my roommate. I was like, hey, I found another group. They have parties. They have them once a month. They have them at hotels. I was like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Bet. I was like, orgy at a hotel. I'm down. Let's do this. So I think it was like a Friday night or something like that, something random or off. Friday night. So we load in the car, and the place that the party is at is in a town like 30 minutes away from where we lived and where I went to school. So we jump in the car, we head on the interstate, we're going west towards the town. So we get there, pull into the hotel. I text it was real, you know, it was all super hush hush really at mm-hmm. that time. So it was upon arrival, text this number to find their hotel room number. And I was like, okay, that's, you know, super, you know, knock knock code, what's the code word ish right. feeling. So cool, we pull up, boom, park the car. Hey, I was like, all right, let me text the number real quick. Text the number. They respond, hey, you know, room 215. All right, cool. So, and the other crazy thing is, like, so this is my first time ever experiencing anything, you know, swinger-ish, because that's how everything was advertised. Swinger, you know, swinger party, girls, guys, whatever. So the next thing that I noticed on these flyers was the admission. Admission was like $60 for a single dude. Mm. And I was like, $60. I was like, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I looked at my roommate. I was like, hey, well, I don't know if I'm going to be spending $60 to go to this party. Like, what the fuck is going on? So at the time, it was like $60 for a single male. Or if you're a couple, it was like $30. Mm. It was like half the price or something. But it also had another stipulation. If you brought two women with you, the male got in free. Mm. I was like, all right, cool. At that time, I did not know anything about that. I was just like, that seems off, but whatever. So we get there, we meet the guy at the door, this knock on the door, it's, you know, you can hear a little music, you smell like cigarettes and you know, little marijuana, a little weed, ain't nothing wrong with it. But it was like a mixture of all of it in this hotel. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a hotel, it was more like a motel. So knock on the door, opens up, you know, kind of cracks up a little bit, and he's like, hey, what up? And at that point, he swung the door open. I was like, okay. At that point, I could see past this refrigerator-shaped dude, and there's, you know, naked people in the background and all this shit, music playing. It's real dark in there, and I'm like, oh, boy. So at this point, every bone in my body has, like, frozen. My muscles are kind of, like, shaking, and I'm like, yeah, fuck this. I'm not going to do it. We might as well go get in the car right now. This looks sketchy as fuck. So, first off, the dude that opened up the door. You ever seen the Addams Family? Mm-hmm. You know when Lurch opens the door and it's you ring, mm-hmm. this big old shadow. That's what this person looked like. It was just a big dark figure in a black jacket, in a black t-shirt, black pants, black shoes, black gloves, and he had on sunglasses. Yeah. I was trying to figure out how he could see because I couldn't see him. The man was invisible almost, but mm-hmm. he was very large. So I paid him, you know what I'm saying, paid our entrance fee or whatever. We walk into the room. There's two queen beds right here, and it's connected with a double suite, like a, you know, walk through door suite, double door suite. Mm-hmm. And then there's two more beds over there. Well, there's people in there just kind of sitting, chilling on the bed. There's people in this bed. There's some people in here, and we're just kind of getting there, filling it out. So about 10 minutes into us being there, more people start showing up. And at this point, people have been drinking, smoking, and everything else. Cool. In the next room, people started playing. Mm-hmm. So I walk in there and I'm curious at this point, first party, I want to see everything. Well, something happened between the moment of me walking into the other room and coming back into this room that, like, it felt like an energy switched. because some more people started coming in, and I noticed some ladies who were dressed in some very skimpy clothing came in. Didn't think nothing of it. It's a party, right? No. This party happened to be located right next door to the strip club in the town. Two ladies walk in. They just got off work and came over. I guess they knew the guy. So they come in and they kind of stand off in the corner, and they're kind of whispering to each other all night. But not they it's like they were whispering in a helicopter because you could hear everything they're saying. And they're kind of talking crap about everybody in there. I already didn't like that. Cool. So people started playing on the beds. Made me uncomfortable because I didn't know how to interact with everybody. Right. I didn't want to offend nobody. I didn't want to make nobody mad. So I personally didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I just remember feeling like this biggest, just like this big ball of nerves just started happening. I was like, I think I want to go. Right. Like, I think we was there 30 minutes. I looked over, my roommate's having the ball. I couldn't see her. I looked up, she's down on her knees, and she got like 9 men surrounding her. And I was like, well, all right. That's why we came here. Good deal. You know, so I was like, but I'm going to step out. I was like, which in hindsight, also, I think that was not the best move to do, was to leave her in there by herself. She handled it just fine, but I didn't go far. I mean, I just kind of stepped out the room.
Yeah.
So at that moment, once she finished, she got up and we left. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah.
Never again.
If that's the lifestyle, I don't want to do it no more. Yeah, that just it just felt gross.
Right.
There was no conversations. There was no it just felt like a Craigslist meetup is what it felt like. But you're paying a lot of money, and I was like, there's nothing that comes with it. It was literally a rinky-dink motel room, really. Cigarette smoke filled the air, and you can't see people. They just everybody. I mean, people are literally walking in off the street. Because like I said, this party's advertised everywhere. Right. And I was like, this is nuts. So I never went back to one of them parties.
Right.
But that was my first taste of finding lifestyle, and it went terrible. But from that, I found other groups that were in a different town up the street. And I got to, join those groups and start going to clubs. And that was when I first started seeing clubs. And after that, I actually left the lifestyle like shortly after that. Cause when I went up, when I found the new groups and started going to, like clubs and stuff, I got to see another world, another side of the world. But yet again, same kind of people. People have attitudes, people talking about each other, backstabbing, people aren't communicating correctly. Needless to say, I didn't stay in the lifestyle long with them. So, I actually got married and left the lifestyle. And then after that, that's when I met you.
Yeah. You met me.
So you want to kind of talk about, so tell me when you first found out about the lifestyle.
I found out about the lifestyle with you.
Very true.
So, well, I always knew I was different. I always knew I was what you call, I guess you would say, a freak. I remember just the first time that we had a conversation about it. Like you said, you ask everybody, have you ever had a threesome? And I'm pretty sure
you saying I ran the same game on you.
Yeah. You ran the same game on me. But I'm pretty sure I said, actually, I don't remember what I said, but I know it was a yes.
I'm pretty sure, to kind of paraphrase you was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, let's do it. But I have no exciting story to that. I don't have a background for that story.
You don't remember me when I asked you if you had ever had a threesome? Or if you liked it? Or if you would do it again?
Well, yeah. You asked all that.
Or if you had ever been to a swinger club?
Which you asked, and I never did. Been.
And you had never been.
And I'd never been. Hey, and that's,
we should go to one. And you was like, all right, I'm
let's
down.
Let's try it.
Cool. So me, you, and
two of your friends.
A friend of mine from high school, from elementary school, who I found out was in the lifestyle because a girl he was dating was on a dating app at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I knew that they were dating. because her and I had previously matched like a while ago, mm-hmm. and I saw her back on the app. So when I saw that, he had just posted he was in a relationship with this girl. Ooh. So I saw it and I was like, hey, yo, like, my boy just said you and him are dating. And I was like, what's going on? Why are you on this dating app? And then she was like, oh, well, funny story. And I was like, I'm listening. What's going on? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so y'all both swingers, huh? Okay. Okay. But no. So after finding out that they both were also interested in the lifestyle, we had told them we were going to a club and mm-hmm. invited them. So they came along and another one of their friends came with us. So it was mm-hmm. five of us. And we went to Club Envy mm-hmm. in Indiana. So we made that trip to Indiana.
It was like a four-hour drive?
It was a four-hour trip.
We took a four-hour trip.
In the pouring rain.
And yes, it was pouring rain.
It took us like an extra hour to get there.
As usual, we got there late.
It was like 11 o'clock when we got there. And I was like, yeah. But it was our first club trip together. Mm-hmm. Your first club ever.
Period, yeah.
My second club, I want to say, it was technically the third club I'd ever been to. The first one I went to was kind of like a public swingers bar. So like it was some nudity was allowed, but not full nude. They had to bend the rules because they actually sold alcohol in their establishment.
Okay.
But there was like, so that club didn't allow play on premise. Mm-hmm. But now Envy allowed you to play on premise. Mm-hmm. So there was on premise play. So we, you know, we get there at 11 o'clock at night. Half the club is already gone. Mm-hmm. People are already gone because, you know, in the lifestyle, people show up early and on time and they party hard at the beginning and then they go home early. So us being what we consider a younger, you know, kind of a mm-hmm. younger portion crowd. I think the average age of us at the time when we got there was like 20, like from anywhere from 27 to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 27 to 30 year olds coming into a club where the average age was probably, I want to say a good
40.
It's about 40. Yeah. I mean, it's what it is. So people are already gone. Mm-hmm. Now, there were some still people there partying and stuff, but the majority of it was just me trying to show them that lifestyle clubs could be different mm-hmm. and that they were different. And it wasn't like a party that they had seen on TV or in movies or stuff like that.
Right.
So getting to show you all
that. It wasn't just walking in sex everywhere.
Right. There, you know, there was like rules. There was a, you know, a kind of code of conduct mm-hmm. to follow. And I think it opened up all of their eyes to what the lifestyle is, could be mm-hmm. and was going to be if, you know, if this was your thing.
Right.
Because like I said, there's literally something for
everybody,
everyone out there.
Somebody for everybody.
For sure. But I mean, what did you think about when you first saw that club?
Honestly, I mean, I just thought it was like a regular club. And
it felt like a regular club. It
felt like a regular club until we went downstairs. But I don't know. It wasn't like I was super nervous or anything. And I think just the feel of the people that we got to go, we came with, and then at the same time, the people that we met and actually got to, you know, talk to them for a little bit, things right. were, it eased my mind a little bit on what it was. Because again, I didn't see it as just, oh, I'm going to be thrown in here and we're going to just go fucking do whatever.
Sure. So it kind of clear up what you said when you said until you went downstairs.
Yeah.
So we downstairs,
typically downstairs of every club.
Right. So downstairs at Club Envy, if for those, of course, who don't know and those who have been, kind of when you walk in, almost every club, if you go to them, will give you a tour of mm-hmm. some sort to kind of give you the layout of the land without, you know, you just kind of bumbling around all night feeling lost. Mm-hmm. So, but in Club Envy, when you walk in, there's the check-in counter. There's a room off to the right that is like it's a locker room where you can put your stuff and lock your stuff away if you need to and all that stuff. When you walk in, there's a dance floor. There's a, like a little food bar and some bathroom. There's several things upstairs. It's been 3 years since we've been.
It's been a while.
But downstairs is, you know, more of the play area. There's a big open area with a couch and some TVs or some, you know, playrooms and just, you know, it's kind of like the world's just kind of flip upside down when you get downstairs. So that's kind of what she was talking about when she was
walk downstairs.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, it's great up here. And then it's like, ooh.
It's like party scene. Party it time. Is bar, yes. Party scene, dance floor, all that. And then you go downstairs and it's like they turned the switch. It was like this.
Shit got real, basically, is what happened. Shit got real.
It got really real.
Real quick.
Real quick. So I remember that was the first time I'd ever seen a man's what is it called when they have their penis pierced? It was
Prince Albert?
Yeah, that guy had the Prince Albert. Oh, and I got to see it. You get to see all kind of crazy things in the lifestyle.
I'm just letting you know right now. If you was
remember
the,
that.
If you was to ask me if I would get a Prince Albert, I would have to tell you at nah.
It's actually really fun to play with.
Yeah, but listen, I'm sure it is, but and not knocking, you know, anybody who has that.
One of our good friends got it.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's not for me.
Right.
That's the best part about it. Yeah. So, you know, and again, we're in the lifestyle. So if she wants to play with Prince Albert, we clearly got a friend that's got one.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
There's things I'm into, he's not into.
At all. And that's okay also.
That is
you're
okay.
Allowed to be a couple and have separate, you know, interests.
Wants and, yeah, interests and
for
things.
For sure. Like, I mean, we differ on a lot of things, and we also agree on a lot of things.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just coming with communication and understanding of what you expect and what you want. So, I still don't want a Prince Albert.
And that's fine. I don't want you to have one.
Oh my god. I don't even know what to say because, I mean, hell, let's be honest. I don't even have any tattoos.
Right.
So I have no tattoos. No.
Zero.
I have piercings, but they're only like, you know, the typical.
Just your nose.
And ears and nose.
That's it.
That's it. I don't color outside the lines too much when it comes to like body altering. So,
I definitely body alter.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like piercings. I just.
Right. You only have those two.
Yeah, a couple spots. That's it.
Maybe we should get your nipples pierced.
I'm sorry, what? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Rewind.
Listen, I can't do it. Doctor said it was a possible medical condition. When I was 13, something happened to my nipples and they kind of swelled up.
Oh, yeah. Look, you actually have an excuse.
That wasn't no excuse. Told you, doctor said it was a possible medical condition.
Nobody knows, but now everybody knows.
Well, everybody knows now. My nipples are big. And I'm still not putting no nipple rings in them. That's silly.
You're so silly.
Oh my god.
Back oh, don't to do the, it. So back to our that first experience.
Yeah.
In the basement. I think that was the first time also I ever gotten really fucked in front of my boyfriend by somebody else.
Was that the first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just a whole thing. I don't think we really considered it like a.
Yeah, no, because I mean,
I don't know.
Well, for one, it was like almost closing time. We didn't know that, but it was almost closing time. And so by the time that everything really got heated, started going,
it was time to go.
Yeah, it was time to go.
They were knocking. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was like, as soon as we started, it was like 5 minutes. And I was like,
that was fine.
Gotta go.
It was good while it lasted.
Yeah, we tried. We tried.
It was good. First time,
but best part is since then we've got to enjoy several other clubs as well.
Yes, we
visited
a couple of clubs we like. We've done Princeton, we've done Zendaya, of course, we've done Euros in Tennessee, we've done
Secrets in Florida.
Right.
That's a lifestyle resort.
Mm-hmm.
So Secret Sensation in Florida, definitely one of our favorites. Zendaya, Princeton.
I feel like that was it, actually.
Zendaya, Princeton, Champagne.
Oh, Champagne, not the club.
No, we went to the club once.
Not me.
No, we didn't.
You did.
We did not. And we went, and I went once.
Yeah,
we
didn't even go to the club. There.
Right. So, but Champagne's Hotel Takeovers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another
avenue. Those are amazing.
Oh my God. Yes, they are.
God, there's so much to talk about. I can't wait.
Fun. Dude, like, there's so much.
Like, everything you just think about.
like we literally could just go on just about this, like just on and on about so much of all of this. Yeah. But we're going to make sure that we kind of get to all of it. Mm-hmm. Cause like we have nothing but time now with you guys.
Yeah. We'll, get it all written down too.
We ain't got to write it down.
Well, like schedule it. Oh, episodes. God.
Fine.
Make sure, you know.
But no, for sure. We would definitely have episodes.
Cause us talking, we'll just talk about random stuff.
Listen, we'll go in circles. Squirrel. ADHD is bad over here. Okay. Real bad. As you can notice, and you probably already can tell by now, but, we'll get into clubs. We'll get into different kind of events like the takeovers, mm-hmm. the house parties, or travel events, cruises, destination events,
things we haven't got to experience yet.
So again, we got so much we've done, so much we mm-hmm. haven't done, so much that we're going to do, so much that we're going to plan to do.
Absolutely,
set goals to do, because that's important. Like I said, setting goals mm-hmm. is also important in your lifestyle journey.
Yes.
So. With planning and getting everything together, you can kind of, like I said, it's easier to navigate. You kind of know what you're looking for mm-hmm. and you can kind of keep yourself on track if that's what you want or not. Mm-hmm. Because it's also important. Your wants can change. Exactly. As a couple, you know, having the same kind of common goals, common mm-hmm. Ideas of what you all are doing and why you're there will ultimately keep both of you all happy and your relationship a good and moving in the positive direction.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no better feeling than doing it with, you know, your best friend, you know, yes. your best friend, the person you love. And it's just
lobster.
My lobster. Oh, he's my lobster. you know, but it's just amazing getting to do this with, you know, someone you love, someone
you get to enjoy it together.
Yes, for sure. And it's kind of hard. It's not super easy to put into words.
Right.
You know, what the kind of feeling you get when, you know, you're enjoying mm-hmm. yourself together. You're literally letting your guard down and basically saying, I don't give a fuck who sees or mm-hmm. what we're doing. And I don't mean just in the sexual sense, but I mean, right. say we go to a party and it's a costume party. Go figure.
It's always
and, like party. Again, lifestyle is nothing but one big ass Halloween party all the time, and it's fucking amazing,
which is so much fun,
right? And getting to go and, you know, just experience that outing together, mm-hmm. where there's no expectations, there's no hidden agenda, there's no mm-hmm. it's, you know, we get to step out with some friends, meet some new friends, and just enjoy our night wherever right. it goes. It's kind of like it's a crapshoot of just all good things, mm-hmm. you know, when you go out there, of course, making smart decisions still, right, but course. Going out and just knowing that we're here to enjoy the night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So no jealousy. I mean, of course there is jealousy, but going out and seeing, just being around our friends and seeing you interact with them and like you versus me, you know, mm-hmm. me interacting with them. It's a happy feeling. Like you said, it's hard to explain.
It
sometimes,
is, it's,
but
it's hard to put into words on hold on, almost like euphoria all mm-hmm. the time or ecstasy all the time. Just that pure just enjoy. Pure happiness.
Yeah.
It's hard to obtain, but once you get it, you see it, mm-hmm. it opens up your eyes and mind to a lot more things. That's all I will say. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
It is. And
it's fantabulous. That's all I know. So moving into some more about us and what we're here for. So as you can see, Inclusive is a name that is clearly plastered everywhere, and that's okay. Inclusive is the name of our lifestyle group. Actually, we run a lifestyle group that we throw, you know, monthly events. You know, we have group chats, we have groups, almost like a peer support group of mm-hmm. other just freaky fuckers. And
basically,
and it is, I love it. You know, it's just that any time of day, you don't know what's going to be said, mm-hmm. but it's all going to be relative to, you know, just honestly anything.
It really could. Like, then that's the crazy thing. And that's crazy.
Welcome to the conversation.
Hey. I just drew a blank. Was it recording me at all?
Oh my God. Jesus.
They're
Oh my God. It better have been. Oh, Melanta. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was talking to you. Okay. It was recording. I'm about to be like, you know what? You're pretty. So it's okay.
I don't. Shit. What were we talking about?
You don't remember? Mm-mm. You forget? Mm-hmm. I did too. So it's okay. No, inclusive.
Oh, inclusive. Yeah.
We're talking about a lifestyle group, inclusive. Our group.
Oh, yeah.
The, started a little over.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Yeah. No. Inclusive started almost over a year and a half ago. It was over a year and a half ago now at this point. We had obviously been in the lifestyle, again, year and a half as well. And we had seen lots of things. We had traveled to lots of things, lots of different groups. And we kind of...
At
that point, I had already knew that I would, like, in my brain, it was already stored that I was like, I would love to have a group that we got to, you know, party and hang with and meet and do this kind of thing together. Because I knew I had a version of the lifestyle in my head that if I'm thinking it, someone else is too. Mm-hmm. And so once I kind of put it out there, it just kind of started, you know, kind of taking shape slowly but surely, which then led into us creating our lifestyle group. It was a small one at the beginning, and it wasn't nothing crazy. It was really just we just wanted to have some freak parties, some people come over, hang out, have some fun, and that's what we did. So we did that, but with the mindset of creating and fostering a lifestyle that we thought people would enjoy because we enjoyed the same thing, you know, clean, fun, enjoying people, being respectful, caring about people, but caring much more than just trying to get a nut.
Right.
Like it's because again, we say we go to a party, we hook up, and then after I busted my nut and you busted yours, right.
It's like, what?
It's like,
But no, we...
All right, good game, Pony Boy.
And we I'm party.
And then we out of here. But
we party, enjoy a good time with our friends, mingle, and then towards that, you know, whatever time with us, the sex happens, the fun stuff.
Yeah,
happens.
If there's consenting adults, which is great.
That's what we wanted in the beginning. And
yeah. I wanted people to build relationships first. Mm-hmm. And clearly people are doing that. People are appreciative of the vision that we had, that we cast out for everyone else. And those of the ones who have taken hold onto the vision are still with us today as well. And that's fine. Because again, there's something out there for everyone. Exactly. So even if it's someone who's came to an event with us and then never came back, if they left there with, even if they just left there with a smile,
they took that.
I'm happy. They took something with them. I love that. Even if they never came back, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. That's okay. It doesn't mean they hate us. That means I hate them.
Right.
That's again, not a concern, not a worry of mine. But what my concern and worry is, are the ones who are still here, the ones who are going to be here in the future, the ones who may never meet us, but still somehow our vision has reached to them.
Right.
If that happens, I'm a happy camper. You know, it's almost like living behind a legacy.
Yeah.
And in that legacy, you always want it to be a good thing. You want it to be a positive impact. You want it to kind of snowball and keep going. So if the brainchild inclusive can happen and become, you know, become a stronger term than just being inclusive, being a name of a swingers group. I want inclusive to mean something. I want it to, you know, give people the joy and hope when they hear the name, like, oh, because when you hear the word inclusive, you're like, oh, hey, yeah, I know them. Like, inclusive. I know that group, or I know that whatever follows that, I know that. I want it to always be positive.
Right.
Now, will it always be? No, because there's going to be some people out there upset because of who they are, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But then, again, that doesn't bother me. That's right. Your issue. If you're upset with us, it's something I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, we can talk. But most people are past the point of talking. But what we don't put up with is rude people, disrespect, and not concern for your fellow person as a human being, and partner or anything else, mm-hmm. because whether or not you may know it, but the person that is being disrespected is someone's mom, mm-hmm. dad, son, father, brother, mother, husband, yeah. wife. You know, it's that person is someone to someone else. Mm-hmm. So you I'm gonna treat them. Yeah. Did. So I'm always try to treat that person like it's respect, and like their family of mine as well. Mm-hmm. Just because if I can do that, treat them with respect like their family, it's kind of a, you know, kind of a kind of a cover your ass type thing.
Right.
You're always making sure you're caring about someone else. But Inclusive has done that for a lot of people. Inclusive has given a lot of people a home where they felt like they were heard, seen, mm-hmm. they felt validated. They felt right. like it meant more than just a party that they found on swinger mm-hmm. on a swinger website or, you know, a Facebook group or something like that. It means so much more to them than just, you know, they paid at a party and came and partied and that mm-hmm. was it. No. Because what you get with Inclusive is not just a party, but you get an atmosphere, you get an experience, you get an event, you get mm-hmm. you get so much more than just a play forward party. But again, that's fine. Because that happens.
Right.
When, you know, I mean, two consenting adults, you know, but, agree. You know. But that's fine. That's fine. But that's not, it's not our focus on it. We focus more on everything else. Mm-hmm. But that still happens because, again.
Of course. It's fun.
It's and the lifestyle, baby. You can do whatever you want. I know it's not the song, but that's what I felt like it should have said. Like.
Oh, my gosh.
To talk about.
We talked about a lot.
We did.
Well, we talked a lot. not a lot, but it's talked. Okay.
That's okay. Keep talking.
So we've talked about how we haven't talked about how long we've been in LS.
Oh no. Oh. So we've what? No, almost so, 3 years?
Yeah, so 3 years. So we joined.
Three years.
Back to when we
met.
Yeah. Got it. So back to when we met, that was in 2021 mm-hmm. and it's now 2024. Mm-hmm. So January would have made 3 years that we've been together and in the lifestyle because yeah. we joined the lifestyle once we actually got together, you know, shortly thereafter, after we met our mm-hmm. friends, we got to join and we just kind of, we strapped into the roller coaster and ain't got off the ride yet.
That was
this is one long ass roller coaster.
I don't want to get off.
It's like, as soon as the ride's over, it's like again.
Yep, that's me.
We're right back into it. So that's, we love it though. So
yeah,
I don't think
years.
We would want to, I don't want to do anything else.
I'm not
do the lifestyle because there's so many ways to still do it. In different ways to do it.
Right.
Whether or not, you know, you're actually actively playing or not. Because, and another thing we're going to be talking about, a lot of terms. There are mm-hmm. a lot of freaking terms in the lifestyle. And there's so new ones I hear every freaking day that I've never heard in my life. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of education. It's like kind of like continuing education credits.
Right.
You're always freaking learning. You got to go back to school, take a one to three hour course.
We're going to have a episode of all the definitions.
Oh, my God. We literally could. We should play a game.
We should.
With all the definitions to see if mm-hmm. people can match them just based off of. Oh, my God. That's going to be so fun.
Write that down.
We should definitely do it with our friends. A panel.
We should do it.
We should do a panel. Yes. We're definitely going to do a
we're
panel.
We're doing it.
Kind of like what? Not match a game, but like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Doing have different categories on mm-hmm. the terms and stuff. Like, this is a term for, I don't know, just make up anything. Yeah. It'll be fun. So
yeah, we should do that.
We're definitely going to have a game show day. That'd be dope.
Yeah, pen.
Yeah, the pen over here somewhere. Got it.
Game.
Game night. Swinger's favorite night. Somebody, I think I saw a post that said something about board games. Mm-hmm. Why swingers enjoy board games so much? That's why everybody was in. Like, you just come over and play board games because they're bored. They're boring games. So then you just wind up fucking.
Yep, that makes sense.
That's why they call board games. They're bored, and then you're fuck just games. Fucking. Just fucking.
Fuck games. 3 years we've been together in the lifestyle.
So 3 years in the lifestyle. Together 3 years.
Pregnant
In that 3 years, we've had a baby. Ugh. We've started a lifestyle group. Mm-hmm. We've flown in an airplane, which before meeting you, I'd only ever been on an airplane once
and
in
I
my
never
30
flew
years of life.
At
You've
all.
Never flown.
And in 1 year, I flew, what, 4 times?
And then 1 year, we flew like 4 times within the, like 6 months. It was
right.
nuts.
It's crazy.
That was one of the things we got to do. Oh, I sued you on national TV.
Oh, yeah. We've done some crazy stuff.
Shit. I didn't forget about that, but that's still funny.
That is hilarious. Still.
We'll have to definitely dive into mm-hmm. that story on.
Elaborate on that
on the suing you on national TV.
And we're still together.
Yeah, we're still together. Despite all the messages you got from men that were in prison.
Oh, man.
And saw our episode on.
That's crazy.
On the TV show. That's a real thing. You can really look that up. It's on a national TV show.
It's called
Relative Justice.
Yeah, Relative
It was a
Justice.
Judge. It was a courtroom judge show, and I took her on there.
Legit
and
on it.
I tried to sue her pants off because her 2-year-old at the time broke my PlayStation 5. That was brand
it
new.
It wasn't real, guys.
But it was. You can't do that.
Oh, I just did.
Jesus Christ!
Delete that.
It was definitely real. Anyways, because I knew it was real when I had to sign a damn court paper.
It was real.
That was saying that I can't sue you. It was
all real.
I just can't sue you again. Mm. Nuts. But we were on TV. National TV. That was dope.
National TV. And you made a shake.
And I did. I got to make a protein shake. For the
church. Look at that. That was cool.
It was really just a business advertisement. And
yeah,
we got to go on
it
TV.
Worked.
Well, I really thought. Okay, so. You know, like when people used to go on Jerry Springer and the Maury Povich show and all that stuff, and they would, you know, fly out to L.A. or wherever the show mm-hmm. was. That's what I thought was going to happen.
We ain't flying nowhere.
I thought the show was going to be like they was going to fly us out to L.A. We was going to get a vacation for free and get paid to be on TV.
We drove 10 minutes
Somehow,
up the street.
Somehow the freaking filming of the show happened to be not even a whole half an hour away from where we lived.
Crazy.
I was so pissed. I was like, well,
if they paid for our gas money.
Man, if I had known this was going to happen, we probably
we still
would have
done
it.
Yeah.
but it was the fact that I was like, yo, baby, we about to fly to L.A. They're going to take us here.
Oh, my God, what?
I was like, yeah, just drive on up here. Excuse me? What do you mean drive? Right now?
Right now?
Okay.
Oh, all right.
This is outrageous. So, oh, my God, what else have we done?
That was a fun experience. We watched midget wrestling.
Oh my God, we did. We got to watch.
Yeah,
it was called midget wrestling. There's not even a PC term for that.
That's what it was called.
It was called midget wrestling, or little people wrestling for the whatever.
Is little people the right way to say it?
That is the little people is. Well, either way it goes.
It was
all
called
I
midget
know,
wrestling.
It was midget wrestling.
It was really cool
at a swingers resort,
right?
And I don't think it was. It was not something I was expecting to see, but when I saw it, I was glad I did.
Man,
it was
something you never knew you had to see.
It was great. Like, it was freaking great, you know.
And they were actually pretty cool too. We got to hang out with them.
We got to hang out with them because they had never been to a lifestyle event like that. And so mm-hmm. they came and they performed for us, and they were supposed to have left like. So the event was a Thursday to Sunday event. Mm-hmm. They got there on like. I want to say Thursday or Friday.
I think it was Friday.
So they got there Friday.
They were supposed to leave on Saturday.
And they were supposed to perform. Right. They performed that night, and they were supposed to leave Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, they wound up staying all weekend because they had a great time.
Yeah.
And
that's
a whole other story in itself as well.
Another story. We know porn stars.
Oh, shit. I fucking forgot. Some of our friends are, you know, legit verified porn stars.
Legit, yeah.
And they actually will actually be on this show
mm-hmm.
with us.
We'll be able to bring them on an episode.
We will. And actually, some of them will actually be doing some segments with us, kind of like Lifestyle 101.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of giving you tips and tricks on how to navigate and manage the lifestyle with your partner. There's different kind of various information on how to approach situations or how to handle situations, how to communicate through situations. Mm-hmm. Because again, you're going to hear this word a lot. Communication is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest
thing.
The biggest component of the lifestyle is communication.
Foundation.
Without it, it all breaks down super quick, mm-hmm. super fast because someone didn't understand or someone mm-hmm. thought that the other person said or the thought the other person wanted.
Yeah.
Without communication, it all breaks down. So I'm excited to have them on here, and I know you all will love them because they're freaking phenomenal people with huge hearts. And when we talk about energy and vibes, they're the epitome of it. They have it to where it's like radiating off of them, and kind of you smell you just, it.
You'll be able to see it
when they walk up. You know, like good Lord, Heather, she is her name. I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to say her name because they're going to be on the show. But Heather and Jason of iOS Connections, they actually have their own Lifestar group as well. Mm-hmm. She's one of those people that when you see her, she lights up a room and she kind of like oozes off good vibes. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. You can't not.
She's a vibe.
Yeah, you can't not be happy around her,
right,
without purposely just knowing you're going to be angry for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that too. So that'll be another huge part of what we get to do here and bring in, you know, more information to you. So it's our podcast is basically a swinger podcast as well as, you know, lifestyle education. I mean, that's just what it's going to be. And I know there are other podcasts out there like this,
mm-hmm.
and that's awesome because
listen to them.
That's the best part. Exactly.
There are so many different perspectives, variations.
It's not a specific science. There is not just one way to experience this, and that's it.
It's not going to just be our way.
Exactly.
You don't have to just go based off of what we say.
For sure, because what we do may be different from what they do, but mm-hmm. one person may enjoy both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
true. I do.
Are you being bi parties?
Mm-hmm.
Bi party? Are you bi group? Or
are we bi group?
multiple groups. But no, you can enjoy multiple different facets of the lifestyle. And that's another part of what we're trying to explain mm-hmm. and to convey to people is that it's not just a simple track. It's not just black and white. There's a lot of gray area. There's a lot of overlap and a lot of crossovers. Mm-hmm. So if you hear or see anything that's on our show, that's on someone else's show, that's okay because it's all based off experience. Mm-hmm. It's going to be stories. Again, there's no hard written rule fact on any thing that's going to be involved in the lifestyle. Just because everyone's experiences are different. Mm-hmm. Everyone's different. You're going to see it differently than I do. I mean, because we can both be looking straight ahead and I see a tree, but you see rocks.
Right.
I mean, that don't mean that neither one isn't there or mm-hmm. okay to be there. It's just we see different things. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually listen to a lot of other ones as well. So
we do. Yeah.
We're you know, big fans of everyone else. But again, our show is going to be our show. Their shows are their shows. You're going to see different things over here. Mm-hmm. Things that we do that they may not do. Things that they do that we probably won't do either. And yet again, perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm. We can bounce off of each other's podcasts.
Oh, for sure. So I guess a couple more questions before we kind of tie this thing down for the night, for the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of just got our jitters out, just kind of talked and
yeah.
we said it gave a little more information on who we are and not too much background on where we came from yet, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We have plenty of time to spend with our friends and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so like, tell me like, what would be, if you could, what is one goal in the lifestyle that you kind of have for yourself in the lifestyle?
I'd say a goal for me in the lifestyle, and this has just been since the beginning, is opening up and becoming more of what I feel like the potential I have for myself. Starting with just when I met you and you showing me that it was okay to be open and to be myself and to be able to not care what other people think.
Aww.
And hell, me sitting here talking about it is definitely a lot. So I know that's something I want to work on. But
okay.
Being able to be who other people see me as in the lifestyle, like not, I'd say, a leader kind of person, but just being able to wear that, I don't know, that, I don't know, feeling of people look at to me, people, you know, want to
You meaning like you want to feel the way people perceive you. You want to actually feel that. You want to feel like someone says, you know, oh my God, you're an awesome leader. You do a good job at this, but inside you don't feel like you feel that way. Gotcha.
And that's just from the past, and just I think the lifestyle really has allowed me to get to where I am.
Would you say now you're turning your trauma into king?
I am.
Ooh, look at there.
A lot of traumas into kings.
It happens. It happens. And I love that. I love that goal for you, because I've always said, like, the moment we met you, I was like, I want you to be you and be you unapologetically, because everybody else is taken.
Right.
Can't anybody be you but you. The only person that can do you is you, the best version of you, whatever that is, whatever that looks like for you. So my job is to here to push you to be that best person that you can be, that you want to be. The whatever best version of yourself is what I want to help you push to get to. And if you find a version of yourself that you love and you want to stay there, I'm here for that too. Mm-hmm. So it's my job is to literally just support you. And again, be that plus one for you to all your parties, all your dates, and all of that stuff. So again, look real soon. Look for the merch that says plus one. I'm in the plus one club. Yeah. We've got it already. It's just ready to be waiting on me drop my plus oneers club.
That's true.
It happens because, again, who runs the world? Squirrels.
Yes, squirrels.
With that, I would say.
But what about you? Yeah.
Right. So I would say one of my goals in the lifestyle would be to, for one, just continue growing our lifestyle community that we've built. Because when I call it a community, because I call it a community because people are here because they want to be. No one's forced to be. Mm-hmm. So the fact that people keep coming back over and over and over and over, for one, I'm shocked every single fucking time. Mm-hmm. And I think people think I'm joking. I'm like, I'm amazed that people still come back to hang out with us and to party with us and to, you know, just shoot the shit, just to talk. People who call my phone just to chat with me. Mm-hmm. And it might not even be about anything. It can literally just be a phone call just to bullshit for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And in hindsight, I never thought of it that way. I used to think that, you know, people calling me was bothering me. For the most part, yeah. Now, if I'm doing something, that's one thing. But if I'm not doing anything and I get a phone call, I look down, I see it's one of our, you know, community members, I'm going to pick up.
Right.
Hey, what up? What's going on? If I'm not doing anything, I'm be like, I'm just doing whatever, you know what I'm saying, shoot the shit 5-10 minutes. I'm like, hey, can I call you back? If not. But the fact that people call out of the blue and don't necessarily want anything, just to kind of chat, shoot the shit, and then hang up, I don't mind to do that. Mm-hmm. Because if I can, I will, because I know that some people just enjoy having someone to talk to, because not everyone has that. Not everyone has the someone they can call up and call a friend.
Right.
I love that, because especially coming from the background I came from, which is my trauma, one of them is not having a strong family foundation, not having strong, dependable people that were always around, and not being able to fully, you know, give in to people because there was no one around to be counted on. But what we've built here is building that circle of trust, that group of people who can feel like they have a community they can depend on, who may not have had one before. But now you've got people that you can call, and if something's wrong, car breaks down, you get stuck somewhere, or you know, you need some help, kind of quick, fast, and hairy sometimes. And what's crazy is we have a community, a network of people that, even if I'm not here in this town physically, I'm in a different town, it's one or two phone calls to get someone help that needs it, based on the community that we've built, been able to build because of this lifestyle and the thing that we get to do. It's been fucking phenomenal.
Yep.
And I will forever, forever be grateful for several of our friends who've come through in the clutch.
Absolutely.
And, I think that's probably my biggest goal, is to continue advancing this group. Continue to show our members, our community members, everything we've seen and everything we haven't seen yet. So we get to introduce them to a lot. We get to reintroduce ourselves to some things, and hopefully another kind of another kind of piggyback off of growing the group is that I get to help, not necessarily me, but that the community gets to help other people make more connections. Mm-hmm. I've seen people who are friends because I've introduced them, mm-hmm. and it's 8-9 years later now at this point, and I'm like, oh, it's freaking awesome. Now, if I could do that for other people, why can't I do this again, but for many people at once, in which everyone's welcome. You can come in as you are. If you're into, you know, a certain thing, kink, whatever, that this person's not into, that's fine. That's what makes us great, because mm-hmm. we don't have to all be the same. If we were all the same, we'd be boring as fuck.
Right.
But the fact that, you know, Jimmy over here has a, you know, a particular fancy for something, and then John over here is completely opposite, that's okay. It doesn't have to be the same. So all I'm saying is I want to continue to foster and continue to grow that healthy community and build on that. And another thing I would love for us to do this year is to continue to get to have more give back mm-hmm. events. We ran a small kind of donation drive during Christmas last year before one of our events. We took up like Christmas stockings to help with some kids at a middle school who may not get the Christmas that everyone has in mind or imagined, but not to let them kids go without anything at all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure we raised over, I want to say it's about $1,500 to $1,600 mm-hmm. within like 10 days. And we were able to, you know, get, I think every kid that was at a middle school, we got every kid on that list, plus a couple extra kids, something for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that was, I had to step back a couple times and be like, damn, now can we do that again?
Mm-hmm.
But can we do it a little bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do it a little more efficient? Can we do it a little more selflessly? I mean, I just, nothing wrong with being a giver. And I'm one of those. I feel like I have like one of the biggest hearts, and mm-hmm. I just love to give, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I love to give to, you know, less fortunate or whatever you want to call it. Cause fuck, how many times have I been mm-hmm. less fortunate? You know, I've been on that end of it, and to get without asking is a huge blessing. But it's also because a lot of people have that pride that they hate to ask. So if there's ever anything that we can do that I feel like, you know, we can do it selflessly and not be a problem, I feel like we're going to do it. Because mm-hmm. I know we have two events planned this year. Mm-hmm. We have like a back to school backpack drive, and then again, the Christmas drive again. We have a family day coming up in July as well. So we have a family day, which will also be like kind of the back to school drive, where we'll invite our friends, family, do inflatables, cookout, giveaways, probably try to give away some, you know, school supplies, some bikes, you know, some stuff for the kids and stuff like that. Because again, we don't get to do this without showing mercy, showing thanks and forgive, like showing, just being grateful mm-hmm. for what we have. So thought it hurts my walking. that's some of the goals that I have for us in this lifestyle, with this group, and just getting to grow together.
Sorry, my tooth is starting to hurt.
Tooth is starting to hurt. We can wrap it up. We can wrap it up for tonight. Okay.
You gonna cut it off at that?
How are we gonna wrap it up?
I don't know.
I don't know either. we can kind of wrap it up with the podcast and wrap it up with talking about the podcast, like what our goals are for the podcast. And then from the podcast, we'll talk about we have a team of people who. All right. So winding down here, for this kind of a nice intro to our first, you know, podcast, we're getting the jitters out, getting the shakes and the creeps and the eejeebies out, but that's okay. It's still the simple fact that we've done it. Now we get to do it again and again and again and again. But we're gonna love it. We're gonna get better. We're gonna get a lot more efficient, a lot more fluent with this. But I feel like this is gonna be a lot of fun. Like I said, in wrapping up, we want to just kind of go over we'll keep it simple, short, and sweet, and succinct, and all that other short-term verbiage. One goal or plan that we have for the Trauma in the Kings podcast. I guess my question is, what would you like to see come from or happen because of the podcast?
Honestly, I would like to actually see not only us talk about things, but also maybe have other podcasts from our podcast, you know, like coming from a single woman's perspective, single male perspective. Maybe have, I know, like, not really a support kind of podcast, but more or less about.
So you want to see some kind of like spinoff type things. Mm-hmm. You want to see some different you want to see some different additions,
right?
Cool. So kind of like our we had talked about, we have like chatty caddies or something. Mm-hmm. Like that, you know. I got what you're saying. So yeah, that'd be awesome. I believe we'll have some things down the pipeline for that too as well. I think one of a big thing I want to see us do with the podcast is to obviously grow, but also to reach as many people as, you know, we possibly can, in regards of just sharing our stories, our experiences, because ethical non-monogamy is definitely not talked about enough thing. Mm-hmm. We've all kind of
still
been
frowned upon.
Yeah, we've all kind of been put in this box from the moment we were born, through put into a box in school, put into a box after school. Mm-hmm. You know, the kind of a cookie cutter thing that you're supposed to, you know, be born, go to school, come out of school, get a job, work that job for 40 years, mm-hmm. retire, and then just die. Like. Mm-hmm. It's a printing press of people and worker bees, and it's nothing new, nothing old. But I want this thing to grow. I want to reach as many people as possible who may have a misconception or may not know any information at all. So if you come across this podcast, it's not by accident. It's on purpose. And I say that with purpose, because if you came for this, you looked for it, you were looking for a new start. You were looking for something new, something different, something that you knew existed, but you didn't know how to find it. So when you found us, you found a lifestyle, and you found a